04-04.
Afternoon now. Almost, if not yet, it will be. But can you tell me your name again?
Vida Elizabeth Harris.
Okay. Thank you so much for agreeing to participate in this project. As you know, and as we talked about, it will surely benefit the community now and in the future. The goal of this questionnaire is to produce as detailed and coherent a narrative of your life, of your story, as possible. So in light of that, I encourage you to feel free to not worry about providing answers that are too long or too in-depth or anything. That's what we want. Mm-hmm. I realize that you have already signed the consent form, but I want to say if there's anything that you say during the course of the interview, that you'd like us to keep all of the educational presentation exhibition materials created based on these interviews, just let us know. And we'll be able to note that. All right. So tell me about your place of birth and what was going on there then and when you were growing up.
Okay. I was born in Kensington, Portland, in Jamaica. I lived there till I was 14 years old. I'm one of 11 children. Actually, there were 10 of us with my parents, and then my mother died at the tender age of 47. And when she died, my father remarried and had another child. I don't know very much about her, but as my siblings go, we got on really well. We were very close together, and many times this was up against our parents. My father had a philosophy, if you did something wrong and he asked you and you didn't tell, he would beat all of us until somebody told. So we tended to just stick together. We said nothing, so we all got spanked. But it was a good life to an extent. And then when I was 14, my parents brought me to England, I'm sorry. They had been there for about 4 years. And first they brought my eldest brother, William. They brought him and an uncle. And 2 years later, I went over. I was 14 years old. I went over on a cruise ship, I call it. Now, I laugh about that. It was actually a ship that transported sugar, raw sugar. And I had no idea that sugar.